I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, April 21st. Massachusetts Coalition of Police, which represents more than 5,000 law enforcement officials in 175 communities, is thanking and praising three dozen municipalities that have set aside a portion of their American Rescue Plan Act money for police, firefighters, EMTs, and others whose duties put them in high-risk scenarios during the pandemic. ARPA made available about $3.4 billion in direct support for Massachusetts municipalities to respond and recover from COVID-19. And the federal law allows cities and towns to choose to use some of that money to provide premium pay to essential workers like public safety staff, nurses and doctors, sanitation workers, farm workers, and more. The list of municipalities that had either appropriated ARPA funds for first responders or were close to finalizing such an appropriation includes the city of Quincy. Quincy is receiving a total of $46 million in ARPA money. A 50-year-old Quincy woman alleged to have been acting as an illegal loan shark on the floor of Encore Boston Harbor Casino in Everett is now facing charges. Kimon Lee was arraigned in Suffolk Superior Court on Monday on four counts of criminal usury, having been accused by prosecutors of loaning out money at interest rates higher than the legal limit at the Encore Casino. She was arrested back on April 10th. Lee has pleaded not guilty to the charges and was released on her own recognizance, with conditions that she stay away from the casino and witnesses, remain in Massachusetts, give up her passport. According to the Attorney General's office, Lee is set to return to court on June 24th. Usury, also referred to as loan sharking, involves loaning money to people at interest rates higher than the maximum legal amount. In this case, Lee allegedly loaned gamblers cash or casino chips. She would charge them interest rates at 5% daily or 10% per week, well above the legal limit of 20% annually. Authorities kept tabs on Lee in multiple ways, including GPS surveillance, casino surveillance footage, through bank records, and in speaking to those that she had interacted with. Since July, the person reportedly did 9 transactions with Lee for a total of $78,000. A Weymouth woman has been charged with stealing jewelry and other valuable personal items from several different senior living facilities by posing as a health aide. Randolph Police Chief Anthony Morag said 36-year-old Anne Rose Florant faces charges including identity fraud, receiving a stolen credit card, and improper use of a credit card. Police confirm she's facing 5 additional charges out of Weymouth, Quincy, and Cohasset for larceny, identity fraud, and receiving stolen property. The investigation began last month when a resident of a Randolph Senior Facility reported their jewelry was missing. They later discovered their credit card had been taken and used at a department store. Police determined similar thefts had occurred at other senior living centers in Quincy, Braintree, Weymouth, Cohasset, and Westwood. Authorities say several of the victims have varying levels of dementia. Florant had worked as a health aide in the past. It's unclear if she's being represented by an attorney. A search of the suspect's possessions found personal checks, jewelry, handbags, and ID cards for 12 different healthcare agencies. Police are working to return about 50 stolen items. Some have personalized inscriptions. A new visitor's guide will be developed for the city of Quincy with help from a state grant. The Travel and Tourism Recovery Grant Program has awarded Quincy $99,000 to develop the new Discover Quincy Visitor's Guide, complete with new content, images, sections, ads, maps, and increased distribution in Massachusetts and New England. The grant will also help pay for an updated website and digital marketing campaign for the USS Salem. Quincy Tourism Director Dagny Ashley says the new visitor's guide will feature Quincy historic attractions, dining, cultural resources, shopping, visual and performing arts, and accommodations. guide will also be available digitally on the Discover Quincy website and at the City of Quincy Welcome Center. The state awarded a total of $4 million to 80 tourism organizations, chambers of commerce, and municipalities. Quincy College is receiving a $430,000 federal grant to develop 8 new programs designed to train students in areas of health care and substance use counseling and treatment. The grant comes from the Community Development Block Grant Program and was announced by Congressman Stephen Lynch at the college last week. National Grid has announced plans to become fossil-free. The utility company says that by the year 2050 or sooner, it will completely transition its gas network to hydrogen and renewable natural gas, which is made from decomposing materials at farms, landfills, and other sources. Customers in Massachusetts and New York will be allowed to choose to fully electrify their systems or stay on the gas network. Company said in a statement that National Grid's fossil-free vision will not only achieve a net-zero energy future and achieve the climate goals of the states in which they operate, but will also provide additional affordable clean energy choices so no customer or community is left behind in their clean energy transition. However, some environmental groups, like Boston's Conservation Law Foundation, say renewable natural gas will do little or nothing at all to cut climate-damaging emissions. A recent study found that New England is warming up even faster than the rest of the world. Aviation Aircraft, a Washington State company that has built a fully electric commuter airplane, got a boost this week when one of the nation's largest commuter airlines, Cape Air, signed a letter intent to buy 75 of the Aviation Alice model. The 9-passenger airplane, which produces no carbon emissions, is expected to take a maiden flight this year. Cape Air, based in Hyannis, operates more than 400 regional flights a day to nearly 40 cities. Deploying a fleet of all-electric planes will significantly reduce carbon emissions, cut maintenance and operational costs, and give passengers a smoother and quieter flight experience, according to Cape Air. Cape Air says it remains committed to sustainability, growth, and innovation, and that their partnership with aviation allows for those commitments to become a reality, according to Cape Air President and CEO Linda Markham. The electric plane is designed to fly 500 miles on a single charge. It will operate in all environments currently served by piston and turbine aircraft. Boston police are making their presence known in Downtown Crossing just 2 days after an attack on a 20-year-old woman by a group of some 20 teens police say had swarmed the area. 5 juveniles are now facing charges. Police say they were mostly girls as young as 12, punching and kicking after yelling a profanity about the braids and the victim's hair. They also turned on officers, according to the police report. One of the teens clenched her fists and raised her hands high toward her face in an aggressive fighting stance similar to a boxing fight. There's been a barrage of recent incidents. On the night of March 21st, the Silvertone Bar and Grill on Bromfield Street had its window smashed by a group of teens. That same night, an 81-year-old man was attacked at a McDonald's on Washington Street. And on March 23rd, a fight broke out at Black Seed Cafe and Grill on Tremont Street. Business owners say since the pandemic, there have been fewer eyes on crime in Downtown Crossing. The median cost of a house in the Boston area has hit a record high. According to data from REMAX, homes are now going for a record-setting $675,000. That's up 12.5% from last year. Nationally, the median sale price of a home in March was a record $360,000. Home sales in the Boston area are down 14.6% over last year, and active inventory has dropped 33%. REMAX says with interest rates going up, people on the market for a new home are being forced to expand their search area or save for a larger down payment. Check of business news. This morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow up 249, NASDAQ down 166, the S&P fell 2. Asian stocks also mixed. The dollar rose, the euro was higher, oil at almost $103 a barrel. In sports, Celtics beat the Nets 114-107, taking a 2-0 lead in the NBA playoffs. They will be in Brooklyn Saturday night at 7:30. Red Sox lost to the Blue Jays last night 6-1. The series continues at Fenway at 1:35 this afternoon, and the Bruins are in Pittsburgh tonight at 7. The National Weather Service forecast for today, mix of sun and clouds, breezy, a high 60, maybe a shower tonight, low 33, mostly sunny tomorrow, high 65 degrees, Saturday partly cloudy at a high of 62, partly cloudy Sunday, high 51. For the boater, waves a couple of feet, southeast winds at 5 to 10 knots, becoming southerly and gusting to 25 later today, the high tide right after 4 p.m. Sunrise at 5:53, set 7:32. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, April 21st.